Austin asked Hibbett what he made of the images. The Pneuma scientist stared at the screen with a furrowed brow and asked for a second run-through of the photos. It's fairly obvious that a great deal of electrical power is being fed into a central point. He pointed to the cone-shaped framework. It's hard to know what this apparatus is for in its present state. Joe described it as a giant spark plug, Austin said. Hibbett scratched his head. Probably not, more like a giant Tesla coil. Many of the circuits that make this thing tick are not visible. Where's the ship now? It sank to the bottom of the sea again, Zavala said. Hibbett's reaction wasn't what Austin expected. There was excitement in his gray eyes as he rubbed his palms together. This beats fiddling around with antennae any day. He clicked through the computer pictures again, then he glanced around the table. Anyone here familiar with the work of Nikola Tesla? I'm the only one who reads popular science on a regular basis, Zavala said. Tesla invented alternating current. Hibbett nodded. He was a Serbian-American electrical engineer. He discovered that you could rotate a magnetic field if you took two coils at right angles and juiced them with AC current out of phase.
I wonder if you might put that in English, Adler said politely.
Hibbett laughed. Let me explain. Tesla did a lot of work on wireless transmission of electricity. He was fascinated by the possibility of focusing electrical force and amplifying its effect. He even claimed to have once produced an earthquake from his lab. Tesla may have simply been ahead of his time, with ballistic missiles and lasers, Austin said. His concepts were sound, but the execution never lived up to the expectations. He's become something of a cult figure in recent years. The conspiracy-minded suspect that various governments, including our own, have been experimenting with the more destructive aspects of Tesla's work. What do you think? Austin said. The conspiracy theorists are missing the boat. Tesla attracted a lot of attention because he was such a flamboyant figure. The work of Laszlo Kovacs had far more potential for destruction, in my opinion. Like Tesla, he was a brilliant electrical engineer. He was from Budapest, where Tesla worked in the late 1800s, and picked up on his work in the 1930s, concentrating on extra-low-frequency electromagnetic transmission. He became worried about the possibility of electromagnetic warfare. He said that certain transmissions could be used to disrupt the atmosphere and produce severe weather, earthquakes, and all sorts of unpleasant results. He took Tesla to the next level. In what way? Kovacs actually developed a set of frequencies whereby electromagnetic resonance could be focused and thus amplified by the material surrounding it. They were called the Kovacs theorems. He published his findings in a scientific journal, but he refused to make public the complete set of frequencies that would allow the device he described to be built. Other scientists were skeptical of his findings without proof.
It's lucky no one believed him, Professor Adler said. The world has enough trouble controlling the types of warfare we have already.
Some people believed him. Hibbett paused. In fact, papers uncovered after the war suggested that Kovacs was on the verge of an electromagnetic warfare breakthrough. Luckily, it never happened. Why not? The Russians overran the lab in East Prussia where he was said to be working, but Kovacs had already disappeared. After the war, the Soviets carried out research based on the Kovacs theorems. The United States was aware of their work and would have loved to talk to Kovacs. The significance of electromagnetic radiation was not lost on our military. There was a big conference years ago at the Los Alamos lab to talk about applied weapons technology based on his work. Home of the Manhattan Project? That was fitting, Austin said. In more ways than one. The manipulation of electromagnetic rays could be more devastating in its own way than a nuclear device. The military took Kovacs very seriously. Electromagnetic pulse weapons were tested during the first Gulf War. Some people claim that those experiments and similar ones conducted by the Soviets caused earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and weather disturbances. That's why I was interested in the bright light flashes in the sky.
What's so significant about the bursts of light? Austin asked.
Many of the cases reported by witnesses to the Soviet and American experiments said they saw an aurora borealis, or great burst of light caused by electromagnetic transmissions, Hibbett said.
You said something about a Tesla coil, said Austin. What did you mean?
It was a simple type of resonant transformer, made up of two coils, actually. Pulses of energy are transferred from one to the other to produce a lightning-like discharge. You've probably seen them in the movies, where they seem to be a common fixture in the lab of the mad scientist.